The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Feel free to come in through space. Come. So, with the fifth factor, tranquility, calm, peace, and Pali Pasadi, my hope and plan is that today we'll do more practice, we'll always do a lot of practice, but more silent practice in sitting and walking, as I mentioned earlier, so that we can really feel into it and explore it more. And today there might be less than usual interactive exercises. We'll see how it goes. But so before I say more about this factor, I'd like to ask you about what did you find in this exploration this morning that we just did together? Just to remind you what we did. First, we did a bit of mindfulness of the body, to settle with the body, starting with the feet, legs, feeling rooted, feeling the trunk of the body, breathing or being breathed, the head relaxing, softening, letting go. So basically bringing some attention to the physicality of the body as the support, as the foundation of whatever work we do afterwards. So we did that first. And then after spending some time with the breath and the body, I invited you to conjure up the image from nature of a placid, calm lake, whatever supports you. You could fill in whether it's sand or grass or sun or dawn or dusk. And then after imagining yourself in this space, in this natural space, really nurturing, feeling nurtured by nature, which we do as human beings. There are a lot of research studies saying how nature calms us, nature soothes us. So here we're actually taking advantage of what is already available in our heart and mind. Instead of actually all going on a field trip to a lake, placid lake together, you know, we conjure up the image, the experiences we've all had. And then I invited you to actually realize that that's not outside somewhere, an image of, you know, high lake in the Sierras, which is wonderful as support. But it's really inside, imagining this lake inside, this placidity. And for me, when I conjure up Pasadi, this factor, tranquility, I feel a tranquil lake within me, calm, spacious, still. And that's kind of where the feelings come up for me. It's very, it's not so heady, but I can almost feel kind of like, this calmness of this lake, stable, just, the sweetness of it, the calm of it, the feeling of it. So I was sharing from my own practice how it feels for me, right? Really dip into and feel the sense of calm and peace, which can be experienced in so many different ways. This is one of them. And then at the end, I invited you to even though throughout the guided meditation, the invitations were to turn your attention, your mindfulness, your sati to calm, to sense it more, to feel it more. At the end, it was one final push. Okay, can you really feel the difference? Is there any more calm in your body compared to when you arrived and you start to sit? And if you feel the calm, the tranquility, how do you feel it in the body? How do you feel it in the mind? How is it expressed? So you really get to recognize it. The more you are curious, not with kind of laser sharp perhaps curiosity, but just kind of dropping in the curiosity to recognize the terrain better and better, the delineation of the path, the cartography of the domain, the more it will become available for you. You can find your way to it more easily. So that's kind of what we did, just to remind you what we tried to do. And many different... another instruction I gave was, of course, you know, thoughts, ruminations, other things, emotions could come up, and to see it supported, arising from this calm and going back into this calm lake, being supported by it, and that this lake, this calm, tranquil lake is infinite. Really, it's infinite. Feeling into that infiniteness, that it can hold anything and everything. So that's the journey so far this morning we took together practically. So before I say more about this factor that we're working and putting into context with other factors, I'd love to just hear what your exploration this morning so far has turned up, sharing the group wisdom. And whoever would like to start, like, great, thank you, Mitra, if you would grab. Yeah. Whoever would like to start. Of course, you could all be so tranquil. See, that's the problem. Giving such a calm, calming, guided meditation. You don't want to talk. Yes, great, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just curious about...
Is it on? Oh, you know what? I may not have turned up the volume there. What is the number of the mic? Okay, Daryl's on it. What's the mic number?
Three.
Okay. Keep it on.
How about now? No?
Oh, yeah, a little higher maybe. Keep going.
I'm curious about...
I think we're good.
Should I try the other?
Okay. We're good. We're good now. Great. Thanks, Daryl. That's perfect.
Thank you. There's... I'm curious and I'm just surprised at how many thoughts come up.
Yeah.
And they're really irrelevant. They're not my biggest worries or concerns or just things that I've never thought about for days or months. Just keep coming up and I... why is that happening?
Yeah. You know, it's a good question. It's an interesting question. I'll give you one answer. I'll give you actually two different answers. One is kind of a Dharma answer, another one might be a kind of more science, neuroscience answer. So there's the why they're happening, and then what to do with them happening, because actually the why helps us appreciate them more. Like, your mind is not defective, it happens for everyone. The hand, the function of it is to grab and lift, and the mind thinks. That's what it habitually does. It's the habit patterns of thinking, right? It's the habit patterns of, that's what it does best. That's what it knows how to, how to think, how to plan, how to remember. Like, it's the function of it, right? So it's doing what it does best, right? Like children play. That's what they do, right? The mind thinks, comes out with thoughts. And especially when your mind gets calmer and you put down your big worries, then it's still like, okay, I'm idling, but this is what I usually do. Like, it's the habit pattern, right? It's how it's been trained. So through practice of, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just doing what it naturally does. Like a puppy will play and jump up and down. You know, your mind is like a puppy. Why does it do that? Well, that's what it does, right? That's what it's trained to do. Like, why is the sky blue, right? It just does that. So when you actually see it as its nature, the nature of the mind is to think, like, okay, all right, mind, this is what you do, all right, you're doing it again. Okay, sweetie, I know, this is what you do. There's nothing wrong with it. I was suggesting not being adversarial, right? There's nothing wrong. It's like, oh, here it is again. Okay. It's without any, because that's its function. It's almost like being angry with a little puppy that's jumping up and down and is happy. It's like, that's the nature of puppiness. The nature of mindness is to come up with thoughts and things. Okay. So there's nothing wrong there. So now, in a neuroscience way, something that I learned years ago, which is very interesting for me, and I'm sure there are a lot of different perspectives on this too, is that there is there's neuronal firings. The neurons are always firing. They're just always firing, right? And then there is a threshold. There is a threshold. So neurons are already firing, always firing, firing, firing. But then sometimes they kind of the firing goes over a particular threshold. And to me, again, it may not be exactly the same thing, but to me it's kind of like when this firing gets strong enough, kind of like a thought, like comes to the surface of consciousness. There's always these firings happening. Gets strong enough, comes to the surface of consciousness, and you recognize it as a thought. Otherwise, it's always happening. It's, you know, this nature of mindness, the nature of braininess is always, otherwise you'd be dead, you know, there would be no. So I offer this really in order to appreciate and not pathologize, not to say there's anything wrong. That's just its nature, right? So knowing that it's nature, it doesn't disappoint you, it doesn't make you angry, it doesn't make you sad, it's just the sky is blue, the mind thinks, right? That's just the way it is. Now, with that, that kind of relaxes, right? There's a sense of relaxation that happens. And then, after that, you say, okay, this is what naturally happens. This is the natural tendency. There's nothing wrong when it happens. Okay, all right, mind, all right, thoughts have come up. Can I now train my mind? Can I train my attention without being adversarial, saying, oh, this is the way it is, and I can train it? Can I let go of it with ease and say, okay, I see you. You're the thought I haven't thought about in 20 years. Wow, you decided to show up this morning, February 22nd, at, you know, 10:20 a.m. at IMC. Like, I see you. Okay, cool. Well, thank you. And I'm going to let you go into the placid lake, right? It's really what you do after that, after this natural thing that has occurred, right? Because if you go like, oh, darn it, I've come here to meditate. This is just like, it just gets more adversary. You get tighter, and that placid lake kind of becomes a dry lake. But when you realize that, just kind of offer it back up into the calm. So it's really what you do after that that determines the training, how easefully the training towards calm and ease happens. Does that help?
I mean, I always, it's always been like this, but I always get so upset with it. And this was really the first time that I felt like, why is this happening?
Right.
And I can see that, but can I train my mind?
Of course you can. Otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Otherwise the Buddha wouldn't have taught this path for 2,700 years, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Your mind is not different from anybody else's, Mitra. Evolutionarily, this is what we've got. It's been rewarded to do this. So the trick is, what I really would like to highlight is getting upset. That really makes the pattern stick. The more you get upset, the more you're feeding it, the more it's being fixed in place.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, other reflections from this morning, what you found, how did calm or pasadi feel in your body, feel in your mind, or anything else? Daryl.
I think one thing is because I've been listening, I told you, to your guided meditation about feeling, you know, listening to the stillness and then noticing the movement of your body and your thoughts in that stillness, I started to have a much more familiarity and a sense of those movements emerging out of the stillness.
Mm, yeah.
And I think in this meditation, it was helpful for me to picture or sense the movements dissolving back into the stillness. But I have a little bit, I find it a bit distracting to stick with an image because my mind wants to keep changing it or starts judging that it's not visual enough. Not able to hold it. I'm more comfortable being in just a blank stillness. But now I have an image, right? Just when I say it, it's there.
Right.
And then this, but the idea of it being, when you talk about the that placid lake being in you, and you can feel it in your body. I don't have that. I'm not getting making that connection.
Yeah.
I feel though the awareness of my body being rooted. And when you say, how does the calmness feel in your body? I still feel it more in my head. I feel kind of a kind of a spaciousness in my head, and vacillate between feeling like I can sense that spaciousness being unbounded and having it be just kind of my head, like I can feel the outside of my head kind of throbbing a little bit and settling. So anyway, I guess I feel like I need a lot more practice to get this kind of familiarity, but it's helpful for me that you're saying that the more that you can get more and more familiar and delineate a bit the feelings, the easier it is to get back on that path again. So that's what I'm going to focus on.
Nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you shared. Thank you. And I wanted to share a few comments. The first one was regarding the imagery that you were saying. And in this case, you know, imagery is just a support, is the same way that when we do metta meditation, You know, we use some images. No worries. We use the image of, you know, person that we care about in order to conjure up the feeling, right? It's a support. And then when the feeling is there, you know, the image might be there, may not be, you know. So in this case, the way I was suggesting using the image was not to keep it for eternity, but just kind of like if we need a support, because it. I know, again, sharing from my own experience, sometimes if I imagine myself, let's say, in a warm bath, my body kind of like relaxes in a way that if I'm just sitting here and say, okay, relax, let go, it ain't happening, right? There's something about an association with an experience that when I conjure that up, the body naturally knows how to get there, right? So the idea of a placid lake, you know, maybe it's a different image for you, that this feeling of complete ease and letting go and relaxation. You know, lake is, you know, often conjured up in various stories as a sign of calm. So when I imagine like lying by a lake that's just calm and the day is beautiful, it's like, my nervous system just relaxes, just completely lets go. And when that has happened, it's like, that's what this feels like. That's what she's talking about. Like, it's that relaxing of the nervous system, that calm, that, you know, you might have a pointer in nature somewhere. And again, might be a different setting. But then instead of staying with that image, I'm suggesting kind of realizing that it's actually in you. I just ask you to kind of like conjure it up, but it's actually really in you. And then instead of this duality of it's out there versus actually really it's in here. It's kind of, it's a source. It's something that feeds you. And one more thing that you raised, which I also appreciate, is the clarity that you have, that right now you feel the spaciousness and the calm in your head space. Okay. So for you and all of those who feel it more up here, I am going to suggest that you incline the mind towards moving the center of gravity further down. Not pushing it, but just kind of opening to it. What if this lake was here? You know, for me, it's like the lake is an infinite lake and it kind of expands. You know, it's not, you know, at some points in practice, there is no sense of the body, right? Body becomes just points in space and it's not structured. But having the sense of gravity further down and the sense of this lake, it can be a support for further opening. It won't always stay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And say your name if you would, please.
Yeah, Natalie.
Natalie, hi.
Yes, Anna. Hi. I love placid lakes. So that's already an image I know.
Great.
Makes me feel relaxed.
Great.
I have many pictures I've taken and memories I have of lakes and the beauty of like the sunrise or the sun on it, and it really resonates with me. And yeah, I feel it kind of like in the middle of my body.
Mm.
It really was helpful to think about, because I didn't get a chance to ground my body as much because I came in a little late. Mm-hmm. And I just came mm-hmm. out of a lot of needing to be in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that although I enjoy the lake and I could connect to it easily, thoughts a lot were coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was helpful to think about letting the thoughts go there, like into the water.
Nice.
Because I have been practicing letting my thoughts, just things that come up, let them go gently. But it's maybe nice to have a location.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So
nice.
I found that helpful. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. I'm delighted to hear that it was easily accessible for you, the placid lake imagery, because that's something that there was a place that you find ease and mm-hmm. relaxation, and also letting the thoughts go back and dissolve into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that that reminds me of is there's a teaching in, maybe I'll look it up during the break to remember which sutta it is to give you the reference. I think it is, it might be the simile of the cloth, but I'll look it up, where the Buddha actually talks about the serene mind or a calm mind and likens it to, I think the four elements of water, fire, wind, and earth. Like how, for example, the expansiveness and stability, the water, the flowing, then there is the earth, like you can, anything that can go in earth, like of course now that's not, with the problems with how earth has become, Mother Earth has become threatened. It's maybe not everything can go into earth, but anyway, the imagery as the air, earth as a place of stability, like, things can go back into earth. So anyway, and fire and space also, like you can draw anything, you can't draw anything, right? If you were trying to paint something on it, which is kind of like, it would just be unaffected. It would just be air. But so using the elements, and water, I think, is a really nice one for this image of you, the thoughts going back into it. So, yeah, sure, thank you. Any other reflections? Marcia.
So what's happening now is from the meditation, which was very calming and quieting.
Yeah.
I also found, just in terms of when you went through some of the words at the beginning, I was surprised because calm and peaceful seemed like, right there.
Right there.
But tranquil suddenly had like another layer to it.
Yeah.
And I was surprised because
tell me,
I've always thought of tranquil as, accessible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this time it was calm and peaceful was just, as I said, right there.
Yeah.
But tranquil had, it didn't have that same impact, which was interesting to see.
Interesting, yeah.
And now what I'm noticing in the conversations, I'm trying not to let the dialogue, I'm trying not to let the dialogue reach up here.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying, as these conversations are going on.
Great.
To stay with that image of the lake.
Yes.
And not get into commenting or judging.
Or
whatever. I wish there was less conversation
or whatever
is going.
I'm
trying not to shift the intention or attention back up here and listening to whatever's going on from here.
Terrific.
Well, it is, and it's a challenge.
Of course
it's really
it is.
A challenge.
That's great.
And it would be a blessing to be able to do that, like right now because of the guided meditation.
Yeah.
There's a much more grounded, peaceful place.
Of course.
But it would be a blessing to be able to be out in the world.
Yes.
And having a conversation with Comcast. Or one of those wonderful people who are wonderful, but you still have to deal with what you want and what they want. And it would be really wonderful to be able to have those kinds of conversations coming from here.
Brilliant.
And
I love
from
it.
Here.
I love it, Marcia. Well. I love what you shared because you bringing this into the room as the intention you have right now and what's coming up for you right now, that is the opening. That is like, okay, right now it's after this you know, calming, peaceful meditation where you are here. Like, oh, can I be with this? Is there a way? Actually, for this, it's a challenge, but I think I can. Because these are, you know, it's IMC and conversation is, you know, it's kind of my edge, but I think I can, right? It's like, this is kind of the opening to that later goal of being in the world and the conversation with the Comcast person. So this is terrific. This is great. I'm just delighted.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really a challenge because,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how much time, but we really got centered with that.
Yes,
at least
of
I
course.
Did.
Yeah, that was the intention. And the intention was to also wiggle you a little bit.
But, you know, when you're out there, you don't have that grounding.
This is great.
Even if you meditate regularly, it's still very hard. In the other 22 hours of the day.
Right. So
this is a source.
So Marcia, that's why it's called a practice, right? That's why it's called a practice. And I'm reminded of Leonard Cohen's song, you know, the crack is where the light gets in. You're cracking now, right? Here, trying to do this. And your mind is going to learn this pattern. You know, we don't start with a 100-pound weight. We start with a 5-pound, then a 10-pound, because the muscles get stronger and it becomes easier and easier. You're doing the 5 and 10 and 20 today. And trust as you do this, as you continue to practice, as your mind knows how to get there for easy things, then you will learn how to get there as the challenge gets increased. So, but you've already started. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is terrific. Yeah, so this might be a good time to have a silent... Yeah, I'm going to make the breaks silent this morning so that we go in more deeply. So tell you what, let's have actually not just a break, let's have a walking meditation period to really settle in silence. Let's make it half an hour, just walking, which includes a break, bio break, you know, if you need to eat something. But you can eat inside, you can walk outside, inside. But just really, the instruction I like to give you for this period of walking meditation is to bring your awareness, your attention, your mindfulness. And I'll give more reasons for why I'm giving these instructions when I do more blah, blah, blah. Turn your awareness as you're walking. First, you know, kind of see if you can follow somewhat the arc of what we did. The arc was stabilizing in your body. So if you're doing walking meditation, really feeling your feet on the floor, feeling your body moving, feeling the breath, right? So spend a few minutes just to kind of stabilize and feel yourself in space, okay? And then if it works for you, conjure up the image outside if you want, but if you don't need that, then skip it. And just conjure up the calm, the image. What is... Or if image doesn't work for you, that's fine too. Work with the word. See what works for you. Explore what works for you. Basically, I'm inviting you to turn your mind, turn your attention to a sense of calm and peace as you walk. That's the big picture. Now, if you need to use images outside, inside, feel free to do that. If you don't, if you already got it from this morning, you're already calm enough, just turn your attention as you're doing walking meditation to pasadi. Let's use the word pasadi. Tranquility, calm, peace, inside, within. Just carry it with you as if you're a calm fairy, a calming angel walking back and forth. Is that clear? The invitation for the walking instructions, as well as going to the bathroom and all that. Carry it with you. I'm sorry? And eating too. Can you eat peacefully and kind of still keep the center of gravity lower down or invited to be down? Any questions? Okay. So in terms of time, it's 10:50. Let's be back at 11:20 to restart. Thank you.